And now, a haiku. The crew is so tough. They always get the job done, with or without him.
My name is Oliver Queen. After 5 years in hell, I have come home with only one goal: to save my city. Now others have joined my crusade. To them, I'm Oliver Queen. To the rest of Starling City, I'm someone else. I am something else.
Hello, and welcome to the Rogue Arrow podcast, the best Arrow podcast with four co-hosts.
On two continents, in three time zones, currently in one room.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
Snap!
If the sound on all four of the podcasters sound better today, it's because we're all talking into the same awesome microphone.
Yeah.
That's right. Everyone came to Sydney because that was what was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not Portland. It's basically the same thing.
We're not in Portland. We're in Bridal Veil. Unincorporated township.
Or if you're not very good at navigating, you end up in Washington looking at Bridal Veil in Oregon
from across the river.
I can see you from my bay window.
Yes. As always, I am Daniel James.
I'm Rudy Schubach.
I'm Chris O'Neill.
And I'm Laurel Mers.
Nailed it.
That was so smooth.
Much better than
it's
last
never going to be that
smooth
again.
Because we
can look each other in the eyeballs is why.
It's crazy.
And see how we don't talk over each other.
Exactly. Isn't that
so
amazing?
Good.
Funny.
Oh, man. We should do this more often.
Yeah. Chris moved to Portland.
Basically.
And Dan.
Well.
We'll get there. So season 3, episode 11, I'm not sure what the episode is titled because I am unprepared.
Oliver is alive! He's alive! I don't know what the name of the title is.
Zombie Oliver!
Zomboliver.
Zomboliver.
Midnight City.
Well, I don't know why. Why? Why Midnight City? Why?
Because the deadline was at midnight.
Oh, yeah!
If Felicity was still in love with Oliver, if he turned into a zombie, would it be Zombalicity?
Zombalicity.
That's just gross.
Mouthful, yeah.
It is gross. Zombie romance is disgusting.
Brains.
Awesome.
No, sweetie, it's okay.
So, zombies. We are all here together to talk about Rogue Arrow.
Midnight City.
Flashback. Maseo makes major mistakes maligning himself with Manly Man by potentially mass murdering millions for his madam and baby mama. Maseo and Oliver go to a nightclub. Oliver says, "Hey, this looks like a gang hideout." Maseo says, "That's because it is. Say it a little louder, douche nozzle." But it's too late. Maseo and Ollie get frisked by some not-so-friendly heavies. After Ollie gets his gun taken away, naughty boy, they get taken to Chai Na Wei's back room. No, not that back room. Maseo barters for Katana's life. "I'll give you the alpha if you let me see my wife alive." "Yeah, well, I'll give you your wife when you give me an authentic alpha." He does so. Or does he? It's fake, though Maseo didn't know that. That means a few things. One, Maseo's willing to let many people die for his wife, and the boss lady knew they were up to something, so she pilfered the purloin two-part poison. For now, the whole family is back together, Maseo, Katana, and that kid. Where is that kid in the future? Oliver Queen's storyline. Dude doesn't die due to dropping droplets of frozen dew. Does drink drugs developed to dilute infected battle damage. Dastardly devices threaten to destroy the deadly do-gooder. But he is delivered deftly by the dynamic duo, wedded to disaster and devastation. Katana helps Ollie with his stab wound. Ollie says, "You're like magic something. Hey, do you have a Lazarus pit?" And she's all, "Psh, bitch, please. It was really cold, and you cling to life like you've got something to live for. Who knows what?" Maseo stays out of the cold and only comes in to drop off firewood and to tell Oliver that he's going back to the Brotherhood. Oh, and to shoot angsty glances to Katana. Just when we think that they're in the clear, assassins from the Brotherhood are all, "Oh, hey, Maseo, you got beers in here? Let me look in the fridge." But beers they do not find. They do find instead his wife and the supposed to be dead Oliver Queen. So Maseo and Katana go all murder assassin on the murderous assassins and kill them all dead in like 5 seconds flat. Then Maseo gives him this sign of struggle by cutting his own neck before he heads back to the league. He pieces right the fuck out. I guess we'll see what happens with Ollie next week, which is for the best. I'm just glad he didn't, like, Batman The Dark Knight Rises it and show up in Starling City all ready to fight. Laurel Lance's storyline. Sarah's stuff sits dusty on the sidelines. Laurel sighs and slings the staff less gracefully than her sister. Skillless but sincere, she suits up and sweeps into the streets, salty and sweet to satiate her sense of violence. Sucks to suck, as they say. She slips and scrapes by, scared of the consequences she's slated to suffer, sense taking out the tights and the voice of the canary. Laurel decides that she wants to be the symbol that to the city that her sister was, so she dons the canary on armor and tries to save some lady in an alley. She gets into a knife fight, and he handles her handily. She's saved the lady, but gets stabbed in the meanwhile. Luckily, Roy is there to save her, and they take down the scumbag. Roy gives Laurel her first suture lesson, and it's a painful one. He tells her she's crazy. She won't hear it. Diggle comes in and tells her she's crazy. She still won't hear it. She goes out with them anyway and gets some random dude killed, and she starts to think that maybe they're right. But Felicity comes and decides that Felicity won't hear it. She convinces Laurel to be the Sarah that she always wanted to be anyway because Felicity thinks that they can do it, and Laurel is now included in the they family. She eventually goes and has a talk with her dad as Sarah, and they use some weird voice modulator thing to make her sound like Sarah, and she tells her dad that she's got a bounce and then she's all ghosted like Swayze. The Aerolites, a.k.a. the Scooby Gang. Felicity's friends fight feverishly to find the city's figureheads, filched under the Lancy Pants' fingers. Failure after failure finds our friends faltering and feeling faint, preparing to forsake the unofficial vigilante life's work of the fallen figurehead. Finally, Felicity finds her focus, freeing the force confined by fear of failure felt by the friends of freedom. With Felicity gone, Laurel set on fieldwork, Diggle decides to take over the Felicity role. Unfortunately, Laurel's no Oliver, and Diggle's no Felicity. Roy is Roy, but it's not quite good enough. Rick gets away with a bunch of city officials, but not before killing one of them and giving Laurel and Roy the credit for it. "This one's on you," he says. Laurel decides that the best way for her to save lives is to not endanger them in the first place. Roy and Diggle decide that it's been a rough night, and it's time to spout some Russian and drink some vodka. Felicity, after watching Roy and Laurel kick some serious ass against Brick's kidnap squad, decides her best way to save lives is to protect the people who are trying to save lives, because, I mean, they're probably going to risk their lives anyway. She helps Ray invent his hard light beams chip and rolls back into the Arrow Cave with a redeemed Laurel Lance. She has this speech, the perfect speech, to bring everyone back together and get them all back on task. It's like, there's this semi-truck, and it's cresting an overpass, but just because their engine's gone out, it doesn't mean the trailer's going to stop rolling down the hill. They have way too much inertia to just give up. Felicity borrows a helicopter, and with or without the keys, they are able to save a bunch of people without police intervention. The mayor decides she's still going to pull the cops from the Glades. I guess it's up to the Arrow crew to take out Brick's forces and restore order to the Glades. Again. Will Oliver make it back in time to rally the crew? Do they need him to? Will Ray Palmer become the Iron Man and join the Arrow Cave? Are we looking at another spinoff, maybe? I don't know. Where the hell is Maseo's kid? All this and more on this week's episode of Rogue Arrowed.
That was a fantastic synopsis. Thank you, me. Thanks, future me.
Yeah.
That was excellent alliteration on your part.
Oh, you're setting me up. Now I do have to do that.
And how you fit that haiku in there, just brilliant.
Excellent haiku.
You guys are monsters.
Your metaphor about the freeway overpass was really creative and beautiful.
Yeah, not
and
doing that one.
The running.
Oh,
damn.
Haikus, I can get behind. Okay. Freeway metaphors. It might be a stretch. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We will try.
I can come up with a better thing.
Hey.
What are you doing here so early? The meeting's not for another 3 hours.
Yeah, well, I convinced Mayor Castle might be a good idea to move it up. What, with a murderous criminal running amok in the city?
Isn't that what the police are for?
Well, she wanted to speak to city leaders. And I'll help in whatever way I can.
And by help, you mean money and council, not a suit powered by dwarf star alloy that fires lasers at people?
Well, they aren't lasers. That'd be ridiculous. They're compressed hard light beams. And they don't actually fire because I can't get anyone, specifically you, to help me fix the nanochip.
I already told you, Ray, I am not interested in helping you with your suicide mission. And there is nothing that you can say or do that is going to change my mind. Are you ready to go?
Well, let's start with the flashback, yes.
Sure, yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot of it. It was really three scenes, I guess, of Oliver and Maceo getting taken, summoned. We'll go with summoned by China White at the Triad Club.
Yeah.
So you really see it.
I don't feel like it really fit in with the episode anyway.
Right, because you kind of expected, like, oh, this is the flashback where we figure out why Maceo and his wife have broken up, and maybe even where their kid is, but really we just figured out how he got her back, so there's still more story there.
I think they would have been better off without flashbacks at all this episode, because it was kind of shit.
The problem is you can't do that at this point. We're three seasons in, there's always a flashback. Has there been one episode where they were like, let's just not... I mean, I know there were a couple episodes
where
they only did flashbacks.
Right. And even when it was an episode where it followed someone else, like the Felicity Smoke episode,
it was
still a bunch of flashbacks.
Oh, Felicity Smoke.
Yeah, but we could have gone flashbacks to someone else. Maybe a Palmer. What's his name?
Ray Palmer.
Yeah.
Or have the flashback tell us what we want to know. Why aren't they together anymore?
Yeah. I'm sure we'll get there. My theory is the kid dies.
Yeah, I think so too.
Does someone have the kid in the death pool?
Brad, I think. My brother.
Oh, Brad!
He hasn't won it yet.
Okay.
And Dan is still obliged to his brother.
We know it's not whoever had Maceo or Katana.
Yeah.
She's obviously still alive.
Up to
the present.
It's possible they could die.
In the present, yeah, that's true. But
not super likely, so...
For a while there, we thought maybe Katana was the reason that Maceo joined the League of Assassins, because something happened to her, and then he was like, I'm done with this life.
Right, so at the very least, we can say we know it's not because she's dead.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, like, assume it's because the kid's dead.
Right.
So here's a question, though, for our Deadpool, which is, if somebody dies in a flashback, the same episode that somebody dies today, then the person who had the person from the flashback wins, because they technically in the timeline died sooner.
Or is it the first person in the episode die?
Next episode, Merlin and the kid die. Brad wins, not me.
I think Brad wins because he's a listener and you aren't.
In that scenario, you're
getting nothing.
Well, I would prefer to still win to say I won a thing. Okay. I like to win things.
If Merlin dies in the first, like, scene or two, then yes, you'd win.
Yeah, I think it's on-screen.
On-screen death. Okay, I just want to make sure that that's clear.
Even if it's not on-screen, if it's
I don't suspect that I'm going to win the Deadpool.
Whichever one happens first. Cool. Anything else on the flashback?
Nah, nothing on the flashback.
I think it's interesting that he was totally convinced that he had the real one.
Yeah.
And was ready to give it to her anyway. And then she cheated him out. No, that happens here. You're gonna deal with that.
Which made me think, honestly, that, like, you know, one of the things that these flashbacks are supposed to do are to inform us why Oliver is the way he is now. And he's very fiercely loyal to his family members. And there were times even when he was so fiercely loyal to his mom, who was essentially a murderer and a bad person, where we were like, what the hell? And now we can kind of say, oh, well, maybe he learned that from Maceo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like there was a little bit more to Maceo's story that we need to see for this flashback to really...
Right.
Drive a punch.
The bar fight scene was good, though.
Yeah.
The part where he was sliding across the bar and firing from a pistol, like, very John Woo. I liked it.
A lot of good fight scenes this episode.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to more. So Maceo's kind of like, I don't know, questionable morality.
Yeah.
Because
he's willing to do what he needs to. Yeah, exactly.
Which came into sort of question, right? When Oliver and Katana were hiding, and then he had to, like, take out his brothers in the
League of Assassins
in order to save them. But he still wasn't willing to, like, have that be the reason why he goes back with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which says something about...
He was willing to kill them, and then also willing to create a story for the escape.
Right. Like, but not willing to
give it
go
up.
Away
but
from
that
the league.
Could be because he fears Ra's al Ghul.
Drink.
Drink.
Yeah, this sounds like a good idea before I drive.
Hmm. Well, won't be my fault. Welcome to America.
It's okay, 0.08.
0.08, so much better.
Don't drink and drive, though, seriously.
Yeah.
Buzz driving is
drunk
driving.
That is the official stance of the Rogue Arrow podcast.
Except for
don't drink and drive.
Rogue Arrow.
Duh.
Nice. Yeah, so flashback is good.
Next. Arrow at the cabin?
Arrow in the cabin. Which we were, like, a perfect, like, into that since we were sort of already
we were just about to reach
anyway.
It, yeah.
So...
Again, happens.
Not a ton is going on, really.
Not much happens, but it's good to just, you know, keep abreast of where Ollie is. I'm glad he's not back yet, because
yeah.
It would be stupid if he was already back.
Yeah.
It's a major wound, and...
He was totally effed up the whole episode.
Yeah.
And from the feminine perspective, he was also mostly shirtless, which... Is always for the win.
I think we need to get the male perspective and start getting some of the shirtless women on the show.
Yeah.
Listen, you got a pretty serious booty shotless episode of Laurel, so...
Yeah, but it wasn't Felicity Smoke.
Yeah, okay, right. That's true.
Yeah, she needs to put on some of those nice dresses again.
Or just swimwear.
Or take
swimwear.
Off some
or
of those nice
like
dresses.
Bikini.
Again.
You want to see her little, like, yellow polka dot bikini.
Oh,
doesn't
man.
Have to be polka dot. Or yellow.
Or yellow.
Just small.
Itsy bitsy and teeny weeny you'll
yeah,
take. You can care about the
yeah.
color.
That's right.
Great. Yeah. Oliver is like awake and conscious and stuff. And then...
And they did tell us that like she isn't fancy. She didn't do... Except that there's potentially something in this herbal penicillin tea crap that she's giving him. But... I mean, her assessment was, it was cold and you are strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it.
As you called last week.
Oh!
And you
oh,
want to live.
Oh,
and therefore you
for
live.
For the record, I am doing Raise the Roof right now.
It's true.
She is doing it. Dan throwing his phone on the floor.
Yeah, because I was going to try to get a picture of that.
Still dancing.
It's definitely
still
happening.
Dancing.
Yeah. It's, that's going in
do
the
I
show
look
notes.
Sexy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. That will be in the show notes.
Yes!
Wonderful. Yeah. Oh, so man. That happened.
So that happened.
Yeah.
The fight with Maseo and the other assassins
was
extremely
fast.
Short-lived.
super quick. And
you just killed everyone.
Well, it's Maseo and Oliver and Kitana versus...
Yeah, except Oliver was totally out of it, and Kitana did, like, one of the four or five guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maseo is really badass.
A beast.
Yeah.
He's
so tired. Much so that he didn't even have flinched when he gave himself, like, the flesh wound to the neck.
Oh, yeah. If I was like, tiny scratch, I'm like, ow, I'm out. Screw that.
I'm done.
When he's like, slice.
I thought he was killing himself. I thought he was committing harry-carry
yeah.
to, like, protect
Seppuku.
Them. Like, I would literally do anything, including kill myself, so that
to
you guys
protect
be
these
safe.
People, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of thought that as well.
I feel like Maseo is in the Assassin's Guild to protect Kitana, and we have to figure out what happened to her or him or them that causes him to be so indebted to the Assassin's Guild.
To Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Drink. Now it is your fault. Welcome to America.
Yeah. Yeah, basically Maseo needs to get his backstory.
So, I mean, maybe the kid is safe, but the kid is safe because he joined
yeah.
the league.
That could be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
like... It's like an ITT tech somewhere.
Yeah. Very heavy air quotes. Safe.
Yeah.
Where he's... It, kid's alive, but, you know, if
someone
Maseo
needs to
doesn't...
Pay their...
Right. Then they'll take out the kid.
Rouses.
Right.
Yeah.
It's probably some League of Assassins.
Penicillin tea, though? That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Penicillin tastes like ass.
Why not just make a pill? And
why not just make him take some penicillin
with
some
water?
That's
why I think there's some
injection?
Craziness
yeah.
in that tea. I think that, yes, it was cold, and yes, he was strong, and yes...
She's magical.
There's a reason why he called her in. He has to have known that she had some kind of skill to get him well.
Yeah. Or maybe while Ollie was out, he was getting busy with her.
Oh, he was like, hey, booty call!
Hey, do you want to come save my friend Oliver's life and also maybe get it on?
Me had nothing to do with Oliver. It was just like, hey, Ollie's here and I was kind of bored, so you want to come over? Hey, girl, you up?
get a little sexual healing in.
Text.
Ah, sexual healing. That's
sexting.
Nice. Good stuff. Watch the movie.
He probably
Chef,
like drew a picture of a penis on Oliver's forehead. Was like, look at this, Tatsu.
Instagram it.
Check it out. You guys, come over and play.
I just hope that at some point in time, like when Oliver's undoing the bandages, he just sees a big balls right
across his
hands.
Oh
man.
Oh.
Fresh fish.
Really?
Not again, Maseo. You jerk.
Every time.
Ha ha, Maseo.
Classic Maseo.
Fresh tattoo over his ass, exit only with an arrow down.
You guys are fun.
Yes, we are. All right, let's talk the random Thea storyline.
Thea makes out with the DJ.
DJ guy.
I didn't even still, I feel like I didn't see that happen.
That was like three episodes ago.
Oh, it was a while ago.
It was so long ago, I totally forgotten that they
had
a kiss.
That was so last year.
I remember it happening because I want Roy and Thea back together.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's going to happen, but that's what I want.
Is that a Thoy or a Rhea?
Theroy.
Theroy? Her name wasn't Theroy.
Yeah, definitely Theroy.
I like Theroy.
Theroy's the bomb. Well done.
I had no recollection of the fact that they made out at all, which is probably how Thea sort of felt, right?
That's basically what happened was she had her DJ was doing terribly, and then the guy came in and was like, let me go ahead and take care of this, and she's like, all right, whatever. And then he did, and then she went up and was like, that was awesome, here's your cut. And then
he's like,
I'll
take care of you too.
And he just jumped in. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then she was like, and he was like, yeah. And she's like,
More importantly, he got flashy lights. That's the only reason he was a better DJ.
Yeah.
True story.
Well, he also wasn't scratching with nothing underneath it.
Yeah, that
really,
does help.
Really boring.
Yeah.
But I mean, the big turnaround in that story, the only exciting thing that happened there was that he is an informant for the League.
Yeah,
or
and
Maseo.
His, particularly to Maseo, yeah.
I don't know if he's for the League or if it's specifically Maseo.
Ooh,
we also had...
I would have thought... But he said, I'll inform Rashad
or
whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, but just the way this episode played out with him, it makes me question his loyalties a little bit.
To whom is he reporting, actually?
Yeah.
So then what would his, like, excitement be in that game? Like,
he could still be reporting to Amanda Waller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's true.
Possible.
Ooh, snap!
Yeah.
Good
I think
call,
that might
Chris.
Be the best
the
prediction
the...
of the day, yeah.
Interesting.
Fantastic.
Mm, I like it.
The better prediction isn't that Maseo's son is at ITT Tech.
I mean, he could be.
Close second.
The other thing we learned from this plotline is the Malcolm Merlyn telling Thea about Ra's al Ghul, but not
Drink.
About the fact that he had her kill Sarah.
Yeah.
That's like the half-truth bullcrap that she really, really, really hates.
I kind of expected when he was like, it's really hard to tell you the truth, for her to be like, what is it about me? You know, like, nobody can tell me the truth.
Yeah.
That whole you can't handle the truth moment was a little, like, contrived, yeah.
Look,
too.
Look, it's easy. Sometimes I'm into girls. Your turn.
It was good to see that we had Katie Lotz back, like just her voice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was a weird.
It was very odd.
Weird thing, but they did it right, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping we'd see her in a flashback or something. Like it was going to be Ollie unconscious and dreaming of Sarah or something.
Yeah.
But no, I was.
I am glad she's gone and good riddance and stay away, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
I still think she's
Tell me how you really feel.
She has a grumpy cat face.
She does have a grumpy cat face. Just like
the
owner of the New England Patriots.
Anyway.
So, Drake. Nice. Yeah. Cool. Thea happened. Let's do something else.
Well, I mean, the only last thing to say is that they have decided to stay.
Yeah.
And prepare for a fight with Ra's al Ghul.
The least exciting plot on this show yet.
Rudy just got his can taken away.
Because he's making stupid noises.
I'm a fiddler. That's clear. I always fiddle. Can't
help it. Go up to the roof then.
Unzip your fly. Oh, no!
Yeah, that's a
really no, 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 no!
Not my sibling.
Maybe when you're back in your own spaces doing this again, but you will not do that at my dinner table. Thank you very much.
How do you know?
So
I wouldn't bring Drake. a black light out here ever.
Sometimes me and Oliver will come down here after, you know, tough nights. You would pour this, look up and say, Prochnost.
What does that mean?
I have no earthly idea. To Oliver.
To Oliver. We can't do this without Oliver, can we? Felicity was right.
Actually, I was wrong, and I'm not wrong a lot. I talked to my father. He said the mayor's gonna cave and seek control of the glades. They're gonna evacuate the police force, so it's up to us to stop Rick.
Us? What? Are you and Laurel a team now?
I was wrong when I said Oliver's mission was over, because it's not just Oliver's mission anymore. It is ours. It's our home that is under attack. For all we know, Oliver could be dead, and Sarah certainly is. But there are people that are still alive. People who need us.
Okay. First, I have to find out where those aldermen are.
So Laurel goes through her. I'm the canary, but I'm not. But I am. Oh, I just got that guy killed. Well, shit.
Maybe I don't want to be the canary.
I'm not the canary
anymore. No, maybe I will be.
She jumped
and
up onto
now
that
I'm the
truck.
Canary again.
She jumped off of the roof onto the truck and just fell over.
Yeah,
like,
that was great.
I was like, parkour. No, never mind.
No.
And then when did she learn to use that staff? Oh no,
she still
sucks.
My favorite part about that, like we talked about it last week, going, she is not trained with that staff. And it's like, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe she learned it or whatever. Maybe she's still bad at it, and then it was that she was still bad at it.
She's just bad.
And then Diggle's like, are you really going to use that? And she's like, it was Sarah's.
That's not
that's
an
her,
excuse.
That is her
not
only
a good
reasoning.
Reason.
It's like,
she
yeah,
wielded
but
her high heel better than she does
the
boom set.
Yeah.
She should just go out in stilettos, get yourself some Jimmy Choo's, and take the city down.
Pretty confident she was in stilettos while kicking ass.
I still think that they need to give her some sort of brass knuckly sort of device so
yeah.
that she can just start boxing. That's what she's good
just
at.
Just punch
yeah.
a dude in the
yeah.
face.
Right in his face.
I want to know how that.
In his dumb face.
Or in his deflated balls.
Just attach a little one of those, like, electro. What do you call those shocker things that you
can. A taser.
A taser. Attach tasers to her fisticuffs. And now we're talking.
I think that there is a person who does that.
Scarlet. ScarJo does that.
Oh, yeah.
Avengers.
She's got the Widow's Bites. And
Iron
the,
Man 3, maybe.
It's all right.
Okay, so she and ScarJo should get together.
That's basically the same thing, except ScarJo also uses night elves.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well.
Also, different universe.
Also, she doesn't exist in this world.
There have been a bunch of great photos of Stephen Amell and some of the people from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, so, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I heard.
Crossover? No.
Yeah, no, that someone wanted a crossover. Who was it? It was. Who's the guy who plays Colton?
Clark Gregg.
Clark Gregg was like, I want a crossover with Arrow.
That'd
why
be
not?
So good.
They've crossed over comics before. Why can't they cross over the TV shows?
Universe.
I would
even
watch that show and I would
now
podcast.
Talk
about
bringing the world together in unity. Now that
yeah.
would be something.
If they did that, we'd have to have a big Coulson Lives.
Yeah.
Rogue
yeah.
Arrow.
Crossover podcast.
Hosted in Sydney.
You can see on the thing where they spike.
Every time I talk.
This
oh,
is
all
right ones are all you.
I don't have anything
oh
but an outside
God.
Voice. I was only built with outside voices.
I've got voice modulation. Leave me alone.
Classic.
Classic
yeah.
Laurel.
So Laurel.
So Laurel.
Well, so one of our friends who was this is the first time we've ever gotten to watch a full episode together as a team, too.
Yep.
And one of our friends was watching with us and said, like, oh, well, hey, how does he not see that Laurel looks, like, taller? I think it was Claire, actually, Rudy's person. who said, how does he not tell that, like, they have totally different body types? Which is, I think, a really good question.
It's a solid question, yeah.
They're definitely...
I mean, it's not like they're super close. It's not like she's his daughter or anything.
Right.
Yeah, but there's got to be, like, 3 or 4 inches between them in height, and... And, yeah, Laurel's, like...
All up and down.
I was about to do a hand gesture to say skinny, but...
Right, whereas Sarah's a little more curvy, Badoo.
Yeah.
Like, she's still super skinny, but just not the same way.
Right, and even, like, their head shape is different. Laurel has, like, that long kind of...
Horse.
I literally just tried to stop myself from saying horse face, because women shouldn't talk about each other in that way.
That's all right,
but she does have a bit of a long...
misogynist Australians can do it, that's fine.
...face.
I'm not afraid of women.
And Sarah has more of a squat, grumpy cat face. So, like...
Yes.
How do you not tell?
Yeah, I mean, they're just assuming that we're okay with it was dark and she was up on the fire
escape. It was a forced perspective and she was backlit.
Yeah. So they're just assuming that that's good enough for us.
I am right now.
We're on the lookout for any time they interact again as Laurel as the canary.
Yeah, but she had the platinum blonde wig on. Yeah. And...
But Lancey Pants is also old, so I assume his eyesight is horrible.
Right, but his eyesight, he would be farsighted, so seeing her in the distance would be easier for him than seeing her close up. She would have been better to be like, right in your face.
I have like, just perfect vision, so I don't understand it at all. I just assume if you wear glasses, you just can't see a fucking thing.
Punch him.
Sorry, half the group.
One, fuck you. Two.
What the fuck is wrong with your eyes?
I have everything. I have an astigmatism, so...
For the record, for those of you who can't see us... Chris just looked like a total geek with Rudy's glasses. Try mine on. That'll be hilarious.
Oh,
mine are like horn rimmed.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Glitters.
Oh, my God. You have real issues. Are you allowed to walk around
without
these
on? This is not the first time I've heard that. No, I shouldn't drive without them. I can't read
anything. You shouldn't do anything without them.
No, I know.
All of you would be blurry if I didn't have my contacts in.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, yeah.
Including Rudy.
Yeah. Rudy's blurry for me right now. Okay. Right. So Arrow, drink.
Two. The one part about this plot that I really was intrigued by was that Detective Lance is like, Sarah's back in town. Because, you know, he doesn't know that she's dead and thinks of the canary as Sarah. And I'm like, this is a plot that I had never
imagined would happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And
like,
but it makes so much sense.
Of course.
They haven't talked about it for a few weeks, though, and I completely forgot that he didn't know until he's like, oh, Sarah's back in town. Like, what the fuck's he talking about? I'm like, right!
Yeah.
And clearly, Laurel was also surprised by this turn of events, as was Felicity, who literally couldn't keep her mind on the conversation as she eyeballed Laurel from a distance.
Yeah. It was a good dynamic.
Really funny, yeah.
But her reaction was so strong that you'd think that Lance, who is actually a pretty smart detective, would have been like, hey, Felicity, what the hell? What's wrong with your face?
What is your problem?
You are doing weird things with your facey face there, buddy. How are you?
Did you get extensions in your legs?
Funny. So, yeah. Pretty
You have real problems.
Hashtag, you have real problems.
Yes. Hashtag, Rutger Podcast.
So, but that sort of leads us perfectly into maybe the Felicity timeline,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Where she kind of has this big turnaround this episode from...
I'm not helping anyone with anything super ever again, ever.
Yep. Two.
I should help everybody with all the time, always.
It's
because
like
I will keep
them
alive, because I am that good.
Right, and not only do I need to help them, but I'm going to convince Laurel, who can't do crap, to help us too. Sorry, I'll put this away. Can't stop fiddling. It's a genetic
apparently
thing,
it's
apparently.
Genetic, yeah.
I'm going to put yours away too.
No, I want it.
I'll fiddle with it.
Oh, okay, then don't touch my phone.
I'm just going to keep moving stuff in front of them to see how much extra noise I can get into the podcast.
So, Arrow.
Shit.
Us being in the same room is not the best.
It's not been helping.
I have to say, Felicity was a moody bitch at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Super grumpy.
To a detriment. I mean, I've been in that situation, that emotional state of I don't want to do anything.
Oh,
it sucks.
Due to, you know, people dying, typically. And it's awful, and I recognized that. But she was a little too boring. She, I don't know, I didn't believe her portrayal of it as much.
I think the charm of her character also comes from how bubbly and happy and, you know, just...
Right.
And just lovely. I mean, she's always lovely to look at.
I haven't seen her awkward side come out recently, which is also...
That's because she's getting the guys. She doesn't need to be awkward.
Well, I realize that she's also kind of going through a metamorphosis as a character, that she's seen some really rough stuff. And so, I think it's possible that that side is going to be fewer and far between, which is sad, but that's like how human beings respond. In fact, I would say that if she were to, say, once Oliver does come back, go right back to being cute and awkward all the time, I think that would actually be a not natural progression for her character.
Yes. I agree with that. But I don't know. It's just it was enough to be not to be noticeable and to kind of bring the episode down a little bit, but it not a huge issue.
Right. And then she like totally went for the win with that quad chip thing that was beautiful.
Oh, the
quantum core processor.
Thank you.
Processor or something. Intel's like, call that bitch.
To fix the compressed hard light beams.
They are not lasers.
That would be ridiculous. They're compressed hard light beams.
Yeah, Brandon Roth was back on point again this week.
Yeah,
he wasn't annoyed. Because was it last week or the week before? Yeah, he wasn't great. But he was back on again.
Yeah. He's kind of taken over the Felicity role of being awkward and stuff.
He has.
Which makes sense because he's super into Felicity.
Yeah. If you couldn't hear that, it's because it makes sense because he's very into Felicity.
Yeah, Rudy's across the room. But my microphone's awesome, so we can kind of hear.
Yeah, actually, I would say Roy is kind of growing on me. If you remember, historically, I feel like I would prefer for him to go the way of Sarah and get killed soon.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not that I want him to be a romantic interest for my favorite character, besides Oliver's abs, which always takes first. I would really like to see her end up with Oliver in the end. I don't mind Roy as much lately.
Yeah, Roy is... He's had a chance to come into his own because he kind of needed to.
I think, too, hearing his story, right? That he was in love and he was going to marry this woman and that he actually does have good intentions for what he wants to do with his smarts and his lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of money.
Which we are reminded of many times in
so
this episode.
Many. Yeah. I have a lot of money. That was a good line.
With the brick you mean, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah, that would probably be my quote of the week, in fact.
I have lots of money.
I have a lot of money.
Yeah, Ray is an interesting character, and we will see more.
Yeah.
When he gets his own spinoff, because it's not too far-fetched of an idea.
No.
Dude, if iZombie can get a whole series, Ray Palmer can.
That's true. Ray Palmer. It's good stuff.
It would be interesting to see if Ray Palmer, when they were done with him in Arrow, if they could send him over to Star Labs with the Flash, because that would make sense.
Yeah, we had a moment this episode where we were like, why the hell didn't they call the Flash? He's like a 10-minute run away.
Yeah.
You can make it.
It's several hundred miles, I'm sure, but...
He's so fast!
He'll be there in a flash.
Ba-dum-ching!
They made that joke on the show. Good stuff. Good stuff.
So...
the Scooby game.
We've got to talk about how they sucked.
They were terrible.
Yeah. So
Diggle was trying to be Felicity,
which
was bad.
Right. I mean, sure.
Laurel was trying to be Diggle. She was doing really bad.
Laurel was trying to be Sarah.
Roy was trying to be Oliver.
He was just doing really bad. He was just okay.
Roy was being Roy, not quite Oliver.
Yeah.
So,
but it was stupid to have Diggle in Felicity's place and then the least trained person out in the field the person who's trained as Roy.
I mean, sure, she's not going to sit around and do Felicity. But you don't really need
I'd
a
watch
Felicity.
That.
What Diggle does Felicity?
Laurel does Felicity.
Laurel does that as well.
Yes.
I don't just want to watch. I want to join.
Oh man!
Oh, slips
explicit
of the
tag.
Tongues.
There's our explicit tip.
There
Wonderful.
It is.
So
that
yeah.
That would be a great name for it as well. Slips of the Tongue. Sorry, I had to walk away to cough
here.
And.
Mom last night.
So
aha.
So good.
Anyways, so they sucked.
They did well, they sucked kind of bad. Like the second time they go out and they've got Felicity back and it's all sort of clicking again when they're going after the people that Brick kidnapped.
Yeah, the old one.
You know, she still sort of got caught up and trapped in the thing. She got shot at a few times.
That was all her, though. Yeah. The team was doing fine, and then she's about to head up the stairs when Brick shows up and starts shooting. And instead of
running from
running
the bullets,
up the stairs,
she sat there and was like, why is he shooting? What? Oh, God, he's shooting at me. I should probably move my ass. Yeah, I'm going to do that now. And it literally took that long
and then
with
it's
bullets
like,
flying at her.
Diggle, get me a way out of here, and then lures Brick into this one room, and then tries to jump Brick.
Yeah, which is the dumbest idea ever.
You watched him get shot by an arrow and remain unfazed. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Apparently
well,
kick him in the balls.
Which is apparently his one soft spot.
She hit the bricks.
Nice.
You know what
hit
I mean.
That box. Was a good one.
Nice. And then jumps out the window for a pretty sweet escape.
Yeah. Oh, that whole helicopter scene was brilliant.
I need the keys to your helicopter.
I would feel more confident in your aeronautical ability if you knew that helicopters didn't need keys.
And then she finds the keys.
Okay, thanks.
I'm holding you to that no crash policy.
I did not crash it. It did, however, get shot several times, but it's not a big deal. It'll just a dent. You can get that thing off the, you know, as seen on TV, a little pop, pop. You'll be done.
Just a little bondo. You're good to go.
Or, as he reminded us several times, he has lots and lots and lots of money.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Yeah, why does he care? He can always just buy another one.
He also is the owner of a military arms manufacturing company.
Right.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Which is maybe why his helicopter was able to take shots.
Hey.
I just made a gun thing with my hand.
I don't know.
Those who can't see me.
I've never shot a gun at a helicopter. I'm willing to give it a dig, see if it blows up or not.
Doubt it. The end.
The end.
With that thought. Yeah.
So.
Any other plot-wise things?
Okay, this is like future cast. But this is what I'm thinking, like, is gonna happen.
Are we into speculation? Are we just going to go ahead and smooth transition?
Can we
transition,
smooth transition into speculation?
Okay. We're there.
So now, Oliver, when he returns, will have a shared enemy with Merlin, which is Ra's al Ghul, so drink.
Yep.
So I think Merlin's on the team. I also think that Tatsu's coming back with Oliver to finish her magic mumbo-jumbo penicillin juice on him. So I feel like she's going to be on the team, at least for the next episode.
How long until Oliver knows that Thea is like a master swordswoman?
In which case, Thea's on the team!
I think soon. I think we're gonna see stuff with the League and Merlin, and I think Thea's gonna get involved.
I feel like Oliver's gonna come back and spy on people before he reveals that he's back.
Mm. Right,
we're not gonna get an 80s style montage, which really makes me sad. Yeah.
I hope so.
Somebody should edit
like
together an 80s style
just
montage for Rudy.
Together.
I love that.
Yeah.
What song do you want playing in the background?
Either the montage song from Team America. Or is it Team America?
I have a tag
one.
Or that song by Queen. It's all about, would anybody find me?
Somebody
to
love.
Oh, it'd be hilarious. Okay.
That's good. I like that. Somebody do that, please. And then we'll make it viral.
Yes.
All 145 people who listen to our podcast.
Give or take, like 144.
I listen to it sometimes.
Okay. But so then here's the other question. Is Felicity going to pull Roy into the Arrow gang? Or is she just going to be double teaming for the rest of her life?
Yeah.
Great. High fives. Okay, I guess I
can. We're all high-fiving. It's all
good. Oh, I missed you. Here you go. High five.
No, yes.
I mean, here's my problem with Roy Palmer joining the Arrow team.
Palmer.
Ray Palmer.
Not Roy.
Never mind, I don't have a problem anymore then, because I thought they were both Roys. I'm like, how are we going to have a Roy and another Roy on the same team?
Oh, problem solved.
Problem solved. Roy
there
and
we
Ray
go.
Gonna
You're
go.
Welcome.
Yeah.
And oh, did anybody notice how on the thing, the news, they called him...
Red Arrow.
Red Arrow.
Yep.
Bam!
And the woman in black.
The next thing we need is to hear somebody go, Red-Hooded Arrow, and then we'll have proof that they listen to our podcast.
Yep. Well, I feel like the nunchucks would be the better one.
Yes. I don't think so.
But right now, we have 2 for 3, then, I
it's
would right. say,
you,
right?
You've already They've purchased said, us a 12-pack of beers. If the nunchucks happen now, it won't matter.
What? I did not consent to that.
He brought us beer today for the Super Bowl.
For the Super Bowl, not for a debt paid.
It's a sign of goodwill.
So was inviting you to my house for said Super Bowl. I cleaned for you people.
That's fair.
So,
congratulations.
So, Arrow, drink.
We're back in old form. I love it.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, man, there was something about that last... Oh, I was going to say. So we
Ray
have,
Palmer.
Like, they remembered Trick Arrow. They said Trick Arrow. And they said Red Arrow. Now all we need are the nunchucks.
Well, except that his name in the comic books is actually Red Arrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought we came up with that.
No.
No.
It would be better if they'd said Red Hooded Arrow.
Then
well,
that would
Trick
be...
Arrow still belongs to us.
No, it does not.
They also
actually,
did start pronouncing A-S-I-S, ASIS, after I bitched about it.
That's true.
Stop!
Which means...
Nah.
For the win.
Clearly.
No, for the win is he's Deagle's never touching nunchucks.
Clearly, you're the only
they're on,
one.
They're on
they
Chris's
gave
side.
You one, they'll but give me one
that.
Too.
So,
who knows how many more seasons we have to find out?
At least one.
At least one.
Because we officially have season 4.
Yay!
Yeah. Also a great photo of Felicity and Thea together. And Thea's groping Felicity. It's a great picture. It's on
Where?
Instagram.
Oh.
And you took my phone away.
Rudy is looking for his phone.
At Chris O'Neill 84 on Twitter. He'll show that to you.
Just share that. Yeah. So.
I swear I'm not that creepy. Well, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. He hides it well. Let's
Looks like
go
a totally reasonable
into
person until he opens his mouth.
Trick arrows and stuff.
Hey. Sorry to interrupt.
What's going on?
Oh, I need the keys to your helicopter.
How would you even fly it?
I got that covered. Can you please just get me the keys now? I promise, I will not crash it.
I gotta be honest, I'd feel a little more confident in your aeronautic abilities if you knew, for instance, that helicopters don't actually have keys.
They don't have keys?
No.
It's on the roof?
Yeah, it's on the roof.
Thank you!
I'm gonna hold you to the no crash promise.
We had some explosive arrows.
At least 2 of those.
I could have swore. You know what would have been way better than the GPS on the pacemaker?
Oh my gosh! Can we talk about how that's
terrible?
Dumb.
It's awful.
Total
awful.
Just the worst. Literally the worst.
And the recharging of the pacemaker.
Who but needs to recharge a pacemaker?
You do, but
do
it's every like 12 years.
Yeah, but do you know how they recharge a pacemaker? They take out the pacemaker and put a new one in. Or sometimes they leave that pacemaker's little device part and they put a new one in next to it. Like, the battery is forever. I can't think of a pacemaker that has to be, like, recharged from the outside. You can read
on the regular, yeah.
a pacemaker from the outside. In fact, there are some that you can listen to the rhythm over the phone. Like, it sends data over phone lines.
Mom's just is connected to Bluetooth, so...
No, but hers is one that where if she were to put a phone over her device, it could theoretically send that information in like data over the phone lines. But most people don't even do that. You go in to have it read in a thing. But that's none of
the guy comes
GPSs.
Out and looks at the little thing spinning around.
Like who? In I mean, maybe it's a that world thing. But in our world, there is not a GPS device attached to pacemakers.
But do you know what could have been better than that is if Roy had stuck the van with, say, a tracking arrow.
Yep. There you go.
Because he stuck a brick.
He stuck brick with an arrow, and then Brick shot a guy.
He could have low-jacked Brick.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, that would have been really good.
That would have been even better.
I should write this shit.
We should write this
I'm free.
We're all very free.
don't say that. I'm not free. I'm available, but I'm not free.
Oh, yeah, I'm available.
We cost money.
I'm essentially a whore. I'm free.
It's like
he's coming
me
to America.
Yep. Another trick arrows. Peak. I feel like there was a...
There was like normal arrows and
repelling
two that exploded.
Arrow thing at one point.
Parkour arrow.
Yeah.
There was a non-lethal arrow where she shot at Brick, apparently.
Yeah. No.
No,
well,
that's just being shot in the shoulder.
It's a lethal arrow. It's just, it's Brick, so he's like all thick-skinned and shit.
Wrong choice. Bang!
Yeah, this one's on you. Which was a pretty solid moment. It's like, oh shit. They just got a guy killed.
Yeah.
Like, full on got a guy killed.
I really want to see Brick find someone that he's going to take that's in a tanning salon and just completely react the Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. You know, how is it you can possibly be working on this lovely tent, and it is a lovely tent, when you have more pressing measures to take
wham
care of it? You guys know.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Good stuff. Vinnie Jones is amazing.
Yeah.
How many times did I pull out the, why do they call him Bullet Tooth Tony today?
Three.
At least three.
At least. Too many.
three too many.
Cool. So Trick Arrows is good. Quotes, I guess?
Ray Palmer has definitely got it, I think, with the, you know, because I've got lots of money thing.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was probably Hard Light Beams.
Yeah.
Oh,
where
that
goes,
yeah,
where
I,
goes,
I'm with
no, I wouldn't shoot lasers. That's ridiculous. Besides, they're compressed hard light beams.
Also, if you knew that helicopters had keys.
Yeah, yeah. That was good.
Yeah. And
never
she shows
it
up later with the keys.
He was really our comic relief this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the Felicity.
Yeah, well, we went straight back. At the beginning, we went straight back to the dream sequence, which we should have talked about, where, you know, Felicity was the romantic interest, and she is the romantic.
Yes.
So she's no longer, like... She can't claim to be awkward and have two billionaires chasing after her and, like,
yeah,
lusting up. It doesn't matter. She can be like, oh, I'm so... No, it's bullshit. She's not awkward.
Not
yeah
anymore.
She's doing just fine. Fuck off.
And, yeah, that was Oliver's dream sequence, too. So it was Oliver dreaming about Felicity.
Yeah.
And not Felicity dreaming about Oliver.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a thing. Good. Other quotes?
There weren't a ton of good ones that were, like, funny. They were all, like,
yeah,
serious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, serious cry-ups.
This
like,
one's serious. No one gives a shit. You're bad at using a bow staff. Put it down.
Yeah. There's a lot of sadness in this episode.
I wouldn't mind seeing Sarah come back for, what's it called?
Flashbacks
at some point.
Yeah. Not too many.
Not too many, but, you know, the odd one.
Well, yeah. I mean, are they supposed to... I mean, maybe we'll have a season where the flashbacks are the, League of Assassins thing, and we'll see her getting brought into the head of the
yeah
demon thing.
Well, I kind of thought that's so. When I saw the credit, the opening credits, and like special guest Katie Lotz, I was like, "Oh, sweet, we're probably going to see her back in the League of Assassins." Apparently not.
But like, if we're going to be watching Maseo go to the League of Assassins, Maseo's backstory, then
yeah
she might be there at the same time as him, and
I would
see those two.
I would actually be upset if I didn't see the two of them there at the same time.
Yes.
It would make the most chronological sense. Not that I want to see her grumpy cat face again.
Because she could be the one who trains Maseo, because she would have been there about a year longer.
Ha!
Uh-huh. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The only reason Maseo's more deadly than she is because she uses a bow staff and he uses a katana.
Yeah. What do you mean the blood object?
Stab, cut. Or whack, whack, whack. Go down, whack, whack, whack. Please stop attacking me, quack, whack, whack.
I feel like that's exactly what would happen if Rudy and Chris got in a fight. Because people don't know this, but Rudy is 6'5" and Chris is 5'7". So I'd be like, you're like,
exactly,
please stop. Please
no,
just go down and stay.
I would like you to not hit me anymore. Please don't do that.
Right, but Chris, what you don't know is that Rudy is a total pacifist. So even though I was smaller than him by the time he was like 12, I could still pin him down.
You're also not a small person yourself. You're a giant as well.
Yeah, but I was like 5'10", he was like 6 foot something already. And
yeah,
craziness.
That being said,
I'm a petite and delicate flower, and he's like
obvious
a burly man.
I've just come from Minneapolis, where I thought everyone was giant. Then I met you two.
We're Scandinavian. I don't know. Yeah. No, we're Swiss and Scottish.
Scottish?
Didn't mom say she was part Scott?
Welsh, I thought. I don't know. Whatever. We're Heinz 57. Mox is what we are.
Sorry, guys. I definitely took that off track.
So, Arrow. Drink. This is the last one, guys.
I ran out of beer.
Well, I feel like we've also ran out of content.
Sucks, man. So nice to talk to you all in person. Yeah. It's much better.
We got to get you to an airport, though, don't we, Dan?
I need to go fly across the country.
Yay!
Take a nap. So, join us next week where, once again, we will be 4 co-hosts in at least three time zones.
Next weekend, I'll be in Canada.
Same continent, but 2 countries.
51st state, whatever.
So the Aussie.
Yeah. So, as always, thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Webpage is roguearrow.blogspot.com, arrowpodcast@gmail.com. And, yeah.
Can you still leave us a message at that 1-800 number?
Yeah, 909-ARROW-07.
Yes!
That's so cool.
So check out our other shows. You can go to almproductions.net to find those. Thank you all for listening. As always, I am Daniel James.
I'm Rudy Schubach.
I'm Chris O'Neill.
And I'm Laurel Mers.
Just perfect. Just smooth.
Yeah.
Don't forget to
pop a Merlin.
Wait, what was the name of the porno?
Slip of the tongue. Slip of the tongue.
Tune in next week where we discuss Slip of the Tongue.
Do it with an Irish accent.
No, my Irish is
Scottish.
Terrible. Tune in next week when we watch Slip of the Tongue.
Slip of the Tongue.
Do it Australian.
Slip of the Tongue.
Slip of the Tongue.
Do a...
You mean bad... Tongue in the plunge. No, that's so much worse.
Do an American doing a bad Australian.
Oh, Slip of the Tongue.
Yeah!
Can you do it in an American accent?
I can kind of go Minnesotan sometimes.
Gaz had a good one. American accent.
Alright.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slip of the tongue, yeah.
Slip of the tongue, don't you know? Podcast is an Autological Media Productions podcast. Leave us feedback at roguearrow.blogspot.com or shoot us an email at arrowpodcast@gmail.com. Please like us on Facebook and rate and review us on iTunes. And if you want to check out our other shows, go to almproductions.net. As always, thank you for listening.